bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there completely free of charge, so check it out at freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, we go to the Amp line, where Lauren Canario is with us on the line out front of Cheshire County Jail. Lauren, what's going on?
Wow, there's a giant crowd out in front of the jail. Andrew has been released, and there's about 40 people with signs yelling freedom at the jail. And
nice.
It's pretty exciting.
Are there torches?
I might need to leave you in a few minutes because they want me to talk
about
freedom right now.
Lauren?
Oh, dang it.
Are you there?
I couldn't hear you.
Are there torches? Does anybody have a torch or a pitchfork?
There's no torches here, no.
What are they yelling? Freedom? Is that freedom?
Freedom, yeah.
That is awesome. Can you? Now, you've been to the jail a number of times since our friends Andrew and Sam have been arrested and held there. Would you say this is a record crowd, that we've never had this many people there?
That's right. For jail protests, this looks like the biggest one so far.
That is
now, when was Andrew? Andrew's, this is an early release?
No, this is not early.
No, it's hold on a second. Here he is.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Hello?
Andrew Carroll, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, welcome back to the semi-free world. You just spent 9 days in a... Yeah, welcome back. You just spent 9 days in a jail cell for possession of marijuana. They hit you with a $420 fine, which you refused to pay, and so therefore they demanded that you go into their jail for 9 days. Now, there was some speculation, Andrew, as to whether or not you would be released early, because the warden or the superintendent of this particular jail is a law enforcement against prohibition member, and he had told me that he has the ability to release somebody two-thirds of the way through their sentence, but that didn't happen with you. Why?
No, well, my understanding is that any sentence under 10 days, Van Wicker does not have that power. You pretty much have to serve the full sentence.
I see.
Full sentence with 8 days and 4 hours. I turn myself in Tuesday at 5, I get out Wednesday at 9.
Got it.
That's what happened.
So did you get any mail in there? Because I sent you something. Did you get the letter that I sent with my phone number?
Yeah, I got a few letters from a lot of people. And I got to tell you, being in jail, nothing to do with your board out of your mind. And it means a lot to receive some letters and, you know, be able to take the time to read those and hear words of encouragement from people across the country who understand that marijuana shouldn't be illegal, that these are ridiculous laws, and that we're putting innocent people in a place where innocent people do not belong.
Thank you for having the courage to do what you did. Of course, for our listeners that know, that have been listening for a while, they know, but many of our new listeners may not. Back in January, you announced that you were going to be holding a piece of marijuana in public. About 40-something people showed up. Sounds like about the same size crowd that's there right now. But a 40.
We got a big crowd here right now.
It's huge, from what I can hear, at least. And I know I saw a number of them earlier today.
Yeah.
Say again?
I think there's like a little over 40 people here or so.
That's tremendous. I mean, for 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, cause it's wonderful to come out of jail and see all these people here. And then I saw Sam too, and I didn't know he was released.
Oh yeah.
And I got a huge smile on my face seeing Sam also free. Now it is wonderful. So.
Yep, absolutely is. So Andrew, I don't know if you want to get into details or if you want to get on with the party. What's your choice?
Well, I can talk for a little while, but I tell you, I've been on a hunger strike for the past, you know, eight days and 4 hours. So I'm a little hungry. I'd probably go out and get some pizza or something.
Yeah. So you didn't eat. Well, now, just as a tip, I did have somebody contact me while Sam was in jail, and they suggested that anybody that's going to be fasting may want to start slow with something like yogurt, something really easy on your stomach that's not going to take a lot of work for you to digest, to take it easy. So I don't know if pizza is the best choice.
Yeah. Well, I was being a bit hyperbolic, I guess. I don't know for sure if I'll eat pizza, because I also read the same thing when I was looking up fasting. I hear you're supposed to come back with something light, maybe like yogurt, like you were suggesting. But But I might say screw it and just go get pizza because I am starving.
Well, what is it? Yogurt's a dairy product. Cheese on pizza.
Yeah, there you
What's
go.
The big deal?
Hey, follow your instincts. I'm just throwing out a word of caution. That's all. You're the one that's out there doing it. You should do whatever you feel is right. You've done an amazing job standing up for freedom, standing up for the ability for people to possess plant material and other chemicals without, you know, they're not harming others. There's no crime here. There's no victim. You're completely in the right. What was the response that you received when you went into jail? I know that you were considering doing total non-cooperation. What did you end up choosing for your path? How was it taken? Go ahead and share your initial, when you went in, your briefly, if you don't mind, your story there.
We watched for, 4 hours here, 13 and a half miles or so. I got in, and at first they didn't give me a mattress because I wasn't fully cooperating, so they threw me in a concrete cell. I was in my street clothes, and I was tired, obviously, from walking for 4 hours, and I tried to sleep on the concrete. That, I gotta tell you, is not very comfortable.
Yeah,
so a few hours after that, one of the older CEOs came in and gave me a mattress, and the next morning, I decided that I wanted to see some of the other prisoners and even possibly see Sam, which I was really looking forward to, seeing Sam in jail. So I decided I'd process, and I went through everything, and they put me up in 208, which is where Sam was.
Mm-hmm. Population.
And that he had been moved down. So I didn't get to see Sam while I was in jail, and I think they purposefully kept us away from each other.
So you got a TB test, and you answered their questions?
Yeah.
So so you went upstairs, and what was the response? Because these are the guys that were with Sam before, and they obviously had that experience of being with him and having him talk about freedom and whatever it is, other things he discussed with them. What was your reaction? Because when they brought Sam in, they were dragging him in. You came in on your feet. How did they accept you?
Yeah, I'd say they accepted me very well.
That's great.
I made friends in that prison, they were all very enthusiastic about the cause. They all seemed to support the idea of smaller government. And it's great because it's not like they support, laws, or let me rephrase that. It's not as though those that have done crimes where there are victims. For instance, I was in cells with people who had stolen, who had, committed assault. Mm-hmm. And they understood that what they did was wrong and that they were trying to better themselves from it. They didn't necessarily think that the system that they were in was bettering them.
No.
They kind of see that they have to better themselves as individuals and that the prison system is really just a waste of time because it's not geared towards rehabilitation. But they accepted me. They were enthusiastic. They supported what I was doing. I would get my meals, but then I would just pass them out to all the guys around there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get my tray and just give it away. I don't know if that's what Sam did. I think Sam just straight up said, I'm not eating it. I took it and then gave it away.
I think he did give it away.
He tried to.
Yeah, he gave it away.
Okay, yeah. And so they were very... there were great guys up there, and it's sad. I'm always kind of sad having, knowing that I get to leave and that there's people up there who honestly don't belong there.
Yeah.
There were a few guys up there who were there for no reason, a few guys up there on drug charges who I talked to, who I got to talk to at length, actually. I don't know if I can give details over the phone necessarily,
sure.
or online or, in public. But needless to say that there are people in jail at this very moment, and in the same cell I was in who I talked to who were nice gentlemen who do not belong there. And Lord only knows that perhaps if we fight hard enough and if we get enough people here in New Hampshire, which for everyone listening, that should be your goal if you believe in freedom.
Absolutely.
You better get off your ass and move to New Hampshire because this is the only place where I think we have a chance.
How many other places across this country, across the world, can somebody walk out of a prison and have 40 people standing there screaming freedom and welcome back, Andrew, and have that kind of reception? This doesn't happen anywhere else.
At 9 o'clock at night on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Nowhere. It doesn't. How many, where else in the world can you get 20 people to do an impromptu four-hour hike with you to the jail?
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere else in the country. You're not going to get the kind of activism we have here. You're not going to get the kind of enthusiasm. You're not going to get the kind of, we have a huge selection bias for intelligence. I am surrounded now by intelligent people who know what they're doing, who have strong convictions, and who are ready to change the world. And if you are not in New Hampshire, then I truly don't think that you're doing all that you could do for freedom. You've got to get up here. You've got to move now because this is where it's at, and this is where, not to sound too climactic, but, you know, we're approaching a final battle of sorts. You know, Barack Obama's got slavery for 18 to 25-year-olds coming through, and Rahm Emanuel, they've got that coming. And we need all the help we can get up here in New Hampshire to really fight these awful, awful laws.
I love it, Andrew. I love your sense of urgency. I think you're absolutely right. Making the move as soon as possible to New Hampshire is the best thing you can do to get active for freedom. And I thank you. I want to let you go, and maybe we'll have you in here and do a live interview and get deeper in. I want to let you enjoy your night. Thank you for the call tonight, dude.
I might even...
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the live streams, a dial-up version, broadband edition, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Do you want to be around a bunch of screaming, liberty-minded people? Well, there's not a lot of screaming that goes on at Porkfest, but those same folks that you just heard a few moments ago that are outside currently the Cheshire County Jail here in Keene, the Keene area of New Hampshire, to receive our friend Andrew Carroll and fellow activist Andrew Carroll as he leaves the jail from spending 9 days in jail because of a marijuana possession charge that he instigated. He decided that he was going to possess marijuana in public. They decided to arrest him for it and throw him in jail. He had approximately 40 people standing outside the jail yelling things, you know, yelling freedom and just a very jovial atmosphere out there from what it sounded like. I'm still blown away by what I just heard, Mark. I've never heard anything like that.
People are very excited.
So come meet these people. Come meet people like Andrew Carroll and Sam and all of these other wonderful activists that you've heard call this show over the years. Many of them will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's happening this month in just a matter of a couple weeks from now, June 25th. Through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, you can join hundreds of liberty-minded people. So there are about 40 outside the jail. There are probably going to be 300 or 400, I would say, over the Porcupine Freedom Festival weekend, and maybe even more than that. Who knows? Hundreds of them, though, will be there for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to. And by the way, I did talk to Andrew off the air. He has still had some more to say, but he wanted to get back to his group of friends there. He's going to come in hopefully for tomorrow night's show at the beginning of the show, and we'll get into detail into his 9 days that he spent behind bars. All right, let's talk to George, listening to KBYO in Louisiana. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, evening, y'all.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind, George?
Y'all?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh man, I've been listening for a while. I only get to listen to y'all for an hour a day, and the radio station I listen to, otherwise it's got, you know, Dr. Laura's on there, and 92.7 is a pretty good station. But anyway, Andrew went to jail for possession of marijuana.
Sure did.
That's correct.
Okay, well, I've been smoking dope since 1968, and there's no better cause. But I've been wondering, what are y'all willing to, I mean, is that all it's about?
I'm sorry. Is that all what's about, sir?
Is that all it's about, y'all's program? I mean, what are y'all willing to go to jail over?
Well, I think it just depends.
Besides marijuana and besides a cop tasing a 72-year-old woman you know, the latest thing's been in the news. What are y'all willing to go to jail over?
Well, first of all, there's no real way to answer that question because there are different people here, and all of them would answer that question differently. I think that I might be willing to go to jail over something that is not necessarily the same as what my co-host Mark might be willing to go to jail over. But I think generally, the people that are willing to go to jail up here in New Hampshire, the activists that have moved here as part of the Free State Project, have chosen to do so on a fairly wide variety of issues.
Please give me just one little opportunity.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about y'all up in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Louisiana, and I don't have a big variety of a radio station that I can listen to. I don't have a big variety of TV stations I can listen to, and I'm interested in what y'all are doing, and I'm not wanting to criticize anybody. Y'all, from what y'all talking about, I mean, if you're willing to go to jail over marijuana, then the issues have got to be more broad than that.
They are. The people that have moved here as part of the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a movement of liberty-minded people all converging onto the same geographic location, which is New Hampshire, in order to get active for liberty. Just liberty, the idea that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you aren't harming other people or their property in the process. And within the scope of liberty, there are an innumerable amount of issues that people can select and decide to get active on. Some people are willing to go to jail. Some people aren't. Some people just want to get, kind of play it safe and work within the political system. So this is a very wide-reaching movement. Just because one member decided to take action on the marijuana issue doesn't mean there aren't hundreds of others doing something completely different in other places. So I don't know how best to communicate this to you, but marijuana is just one of the freedoms that the freedom to put chemicals in your body is just one of the freedoms that that we're working on up here.
Okay, well, look, I look forward to listening to y'all's show every night.
Well, thank you for that.
I look forward to it.
And I'm surprised that you can only hear it for an hour, because I was told that we should be on we should be on 3 hours a night there on KBYO. I'm looking at their schedule right now. So 6 to 9 o'clock at night, if you're in the Monroe area of Louisiana, you should be able to hear us on 92.7.
Well, y'all keep it up.
All right.
Thank you.
We will. Thank you, sir.
All I'm wanting to know is, how can I get more involved? If y'all in New Hampshire, I'm in Louisiana.
For the Free State Project.
If you love liberty, if you understand that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free as well, then you should sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and start making plans to get up here. I thank you for the call tonight, George. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's unfortunately what it's going to take. At least until we can get free here, it's very unlikely that anybody else is going to beat us to freedom here in New Hampshire. I mean, I'd love to see it happen. Go ahead, prove me wrong, Montana, or whoever it is that's going to prove me wrong. I think maybe, Montana
has one of the best chances. Wyoming might have.
But where's the movement?
Arizona.
Where's the movement there? I mean, I know
there's a movement in Arizona.
Montana had that piece of legislation that said that if the feds do more gun legislation, then Montana might secede from the union, or they'll consider that a nullification of their agreement to be in the union. And I think that's great. And I'm sure there's some sort of movement that moved that ahead. But what else are they doing? I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm just not digging deep enough.
On the Mercatus Center's ranking of the states, Montana didn't show up in the top 10 of the most free states. Yeah, the most free states in the United States. So, I mean, I'm not in Montana. I don't know. I wouldn't propose to know. All I can do is take the word of some experts, and some experts said no. I disagree with what those experts said regarding Florida. I felt that they didn't take in some factors into consideration. Maybe that would be true with Montana. I don't know. But New Hampshire came out the freest state in the union.
So if you're not ready to move, then we haven't excited you enough yet. There's going to be something that excites you enough that will tell you. This is where it's at.
It's not New Hampshire as much as, something's going to happen in the United States, and I don't know whether it's nationalized health care. I don't know whether it's conscription into the military or some kind of other government
negative
program.
Influence.
But that's what's probably going to change your mind about the Free State Project.
Yeah.
And really, all you're doing is waiting under your desk with your head between your knees, waiting for the bomb to drop, because it's going to happen.
Toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. I don't think anybody can deny that this is the most exciting and effective liberty movement in the world.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show us Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. We've got a chat room, chat.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. And it is, like I said, all the features are free. So chat.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. A Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. He does not pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add some humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. If you like his reports, buy some advertising or subscribe for $3 a month. Support Liberty by supporting other Liberty activists. Again, find all the stories at lclreport.com.
And you can actually find LCL Report, the man behind that, in our chat room right now.
I'm a subscriber. I enjoy his little reports.
I am as well. All right, we continue here and go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Karen is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Karen.
Hi. Hey. I don't expect you to be an expert on this. What can you tell me about the relationship between illegal immigrants and the census and a state getting an extra congressman because there are enough illegals in the state to warrant
one? Well, first
of
all, I'm gonna stop you and say I don't believe in illegal people.
Okay.
I think that human beings are human beings. They're men, they're women, they're children. Nobody is an illegal person.
That's fine.
Okay.
And I would suspect that if they do find illegals, that they will count them, and that will count towards a state's amount of representatives. I mean, that's the way the Constitution's written. I would think with the president that we've gotten that they're not going to be sort of going after people that are in the country without papers. And I find it unfortunate, but I think that those people should be I think that the government should have far less control in this arena.
Well, I mean, by the census's original concept, from what I understood, there was only supposed to be one question, and that is
how many
people live here, not of what citizenship are you or from where do you hail or any other questions. I mean,
the way the original census was taken when the Constitution was actually followed, that didn't even fall into the picture. Whether someone was properly taking up residence in the country.
But right. You believe that it should come into the picture?
No. Well, I think that it is certainly a problem. I guess it's fair to say yes, because I think it's certainly a problem if you have so much of a population that you're entitled to another congressman.
I think that the problem is the federal government. I think that you're looking at what you perceive as a problem, and from your perspective, it probably does seem to be a problem.
I find problems with it, absolutely.
But to me, the problem is the fact that there are men and women calling themselves the government, forcibly extracting money from you and spending it on the things they think are best, whether they're spending it on dropping bombs on people around the world, whether they're spending it on putting food into the mouths of people that you might not believe deserve it. They're stealing your money, and they're spending it how they want. And that's, in my opinion, what you should be outraged about.
And it would be a problem if people came into this country ignorant of how our, the ideas of liberty and freedom, and voted in people that would do more of what you're talking about, Ian. And so, I mean, I see a problem with that. However, I think the worst group of men and women to solve that problem is the federal government, because they've proven themselves time and time again to be incompetent and evil.
And I think that the people that were born here are proving themselves time and time again to be incompetent as far as voting is concerned.
I think everybody's incompetent when it comes to voting. Nobody can make a decision on what's best for me in my life.
So the problem is the federal government, not all the little details about how the federal government is run. Your thoughts?
I would concur with that. I mean, if we had 535 very similar to Ron Paul's, and I don't mean to tout his name constantly, but you're right, this would not be an issue, because everybody would be following the rules, and we wouldn't have anything to complain about.
Yeah, there wouldn't be much to complain about if there were 535 Ron Pauls in there.
There probably wouldn't be a Free Talk Live if that were the case.
Right, there wouldn't be any point in a radio show like this that concentrates on liberty.
Thank you for the call tonight, Karen. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The realistic, whether it's realistic or not to believe that there could be 535 Ron Paul's in Washington, D.C. is another question. I don't think it's possible. There's no way in my mind that the federal government can be turned around in any direction other than some totalitarian statist direction. It's a system that has been designed to grow the government. Clearly it has been designed to do that, because the Constitution has done nothing to prevent it. The so-called small government Constitution, founded by these founding fathers that were so supposedly small government minded, didn't do jack.
There's certainly some of them were.
It didn't do jack to keep government small. So either the Constitution failed, or the people failed, or whatever. It's been a failed experiment along.
It's worked in some areas, in the sense that in Canada you can go to jail for saying something offensive about someone. So you have a certain level of freedom of speech in this country. So there's a certain level of success to the Constitution. Also, the government is spending twice as much as it was. I think the budget has doubled this year under Barack Obama. But you can look at the amount of money, even money that is, averaged for inflation, and you can see the government is getting bigger and bigger and spending more and more money. They're getting that money from you and me. from our blood, sweat, and tears. If they have the ability to tax your labor, and honestly, at this point, since they're spinning into deficit, they're taxing the labor of my 14-month-old son. If they have the ability to do that, you've really got to step down for a second and ask yourself, if they can take my labor, like, what am I to them? I am an entity that provides them with toil. I provide them with money through my labor, and I wonder how much different is that from slavery. I know that people, when we make those analogies here on the show, they get really, the people that really have been slave or had ancestors that were slave would really be offended. Whoa, before you go on. Slavery is a worldwide epidemic at one point. It's just been the last couple of centuries that slavery has been addressed at all. So everybody's
last
ancestry
century and a half.
Across the world it was things were changing. So everybody's ancestors everywhere were slaves at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? So I understand that there's a special thing about the way black people were treated in this country, but I didn't say anything about black people.
Yeah.
I said slaves.
Slavery.
And, people might jump to conclusions on as far as black people go.
But it's convenient to not believe you're a slave. It feels good to not believe.
Imagine that. If you were, for a second, if you were the beneficiary of slavery. You might think, oh, this isn't such a bad system. You know, people do work for me. I benefit. I'm obviously smarter and better than they are at running the world.
You're giving them a place to stay.
The people that
food to eat.
The people that have been running the world have had slaves all along. So think about it. If your system, there's some problems with chattel slavery in the United States. Uprisings were a problem. Abolitionists, people,
they've got an uprising on their hands now.
People
did you hear that call earlier?
Yeah. People saying that that race, it shouldn't distinguish people as far as how they're treated. Fine. If you could design a new system where more people were your slaves, but they were a little bit freer, and they didn't call themselves slaves, and they didn't yearn for their freedom so much. I mean, instead of taking, what'd you get from a slave? Maybe 90% of their labor, because they had to give them clothes, they had to give them, food to eat. Maybe they even only got 75%. I don't know.
Who knows what the overhead was, yeah.
I mean, as a slave, they probably didn't work very hard, because they didn't have much to gain from it. So maybe
the minimum.
Maybe somewhere between 75 and 90% of their labor is what they got from the slaves. Well, in this country, if you look at how many taxes a citizen, remember, what you can't call your entities that provide you with the labor slaves anymore, so you must call them something new. Let's call them citizens. So your citizens
arose by any other name.
Your citizens will work harder because they believe that they can get ahead. In this country, citizens pay at least 50% of their labor to the government. Really? Is it that much different than slavery?
1-800-259-9231. That's only if you believe that you aren't a slave, it's only because you believe that way. You absolutely are. Go try not paying taxes and see what happens. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask Nanoparticular Antiviral Masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne was talking to me yesterday about some kind of goals that he had for SACL CAI, and he said to mention on the air that there's something that SACL CAI likely can do for you. It during the first 1,000,
you as a regular person, not a business owner,
maybe. It depends. It depends on what you want to do. It's just it's a resource, okay. And so here's an idea. During the first 1,000, one of the ways that I and Jason managed to get the first 1,000 carried across the finish line, I think it was at like
8,000 people that essentially
signed up to go early to on the Free State Project.
They pledged to move early with the Free State Project, yes.
And I think there were 750 pledgers maybe in the beginning of December, and mm-hmm. It looked like it was going to fail, and I decided that I wasn't going to be part of a failing project.
You pulled out all the stops.
Right, and really one of the stops, but basically that meant calling Jason Osborne. And what he managed to do is he has this phone calling system that allowed me to record myself encouraging people who are members of the Free State Project to sign up for the first 1,000, and that basically got the rest of the signers to go. Mm-hmm. So if you have some kind of political action or something like that would benefit from sort of a mass calling system.
The robocalls.
Yeah, there was a robocall. It was me. I recorded it here in the studio. I gave him an MP3, and those recorded calls went out to everyone. He's not willing to do it for just everything, but if your plan sounds good, he might be willing to work with you.
So should it be liberty-oriented, preferably?
Likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you've got to interest Jason to help.
Interest him and likely compensate Jason.
That would be preferable, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm sure the long distance isn't cheap.
No, it's not. So it's SACL CAI. You can go to their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the left-hand side.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. We continue with a list of things that everybody should know by now. If you don't, well, it's never too late to learn. Some of these are pretty darn good. We're going to share them with you. We're going to continue at number 38. You are not invulnerable, and you are not going to live forever. You can make mistakes at 18 that you'll have to live with for the rest of your life.
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't know. Maybe it's not true that you won't live forever. There is a chance that in this particular lifetime you might just get augmented to the point with nanotechnology and mechanical things that could possibly extend your life for a very, very
possibility
long time.
Exists. I wouldn't count on it, though.
It's a possibility that exists for the first time in mankind's history.
Plan for the worst.
Number 39. Nobody owes you a living.
Nobody owes you a living. No.
No, it's true. You don't have a right to a living, because if you had a right to a living...
By living, you mean a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had a right to...
You have the right to live.
...a paycheck, then that would mean that you'd have the right to somebody else's labor. That you'd have the right to what someone else has produced. And if everybody has a right to that, well, then they can just all stand there and start shouting about how they have a right to it, and they'll get it, right? No, you can't. It doesn't work that way. Those things have to come from somewhere, and they come from people creating wealth by offering products and services in the marketplace, by combining their brain power with natural resources and other existing concepts and ideas and products in order to create new ideas and new wealth and market them and sell them and make a profit.
You have the right to try to make a living, and you can do a bang-up job at it and make a great living, but you don't have the right to a job or to a living.
No, nobody owes us anything, Mark. We can sit here all night long and blab into microphones, and nobody owes us their advertising dollars. Nobody owes us their
imagine that
dollars.
For a second. Instead of us talking about somebody giving their labor to a business, or selling their labor to a business and what that's worth, imagine for a second that we demand, we wanted the government to demand a certain minimum for our advertising spots, and the businesses had to pay for them because that's right, because that's our job. And
but we're the best show
that.
Ever, or we are owed this.
Right. By the simple dint that we are humans, we deserve a certain living. I mean, and by the way, since we're on microphones, we're experts, we deserve the expert sort of living. I don't know. It's ludicrous.
It is ludicrous.
Our commercials are worth what they're worth to an advertiser who wants to advertise on our show. And different advertisers, it's going to be worth different things. If, for instance, you're selling a product that is very oriented towards our audience, our ads are going to be worth more to that person than, say, selling ads that are antithetical to our program. For instance, military ads. Maybe that would be worth less.
Now, wait a minute, Mark. Are you saying that people that are in dire straits should not be helped out, that people who are having a tough time in life just should die in the streets? Is that what you're saying?
I think that people should be helped. I think you should help people. But I also think that terminology should is very, very dangerous, because people will use it as there should be a law. I think that people should help other people, but I also think that there's a point where you can't help other people. There's just people that, if you help them, will just languish about and not get jobs. That they really do need to be motivated by the hunger in their stomach to go do some work.
It's the difference between somebody who believes they are owed something and someone who believes they have to work for.
Right. I mean, if you've got no arms and no legs, let's talk about some charity for that person. I think we could work for something for that.
But somebody who's able?
Yeah, if you're talking about an able-bodied individual who just doesn't feel like work. Perhaps
I should be able to live and not work.
My wife used to be a vocational rehabilitation counselor, and this guy came in who wanted help because, money, by in the form of help, I mean money, essentially because he had a nasty personality. He didn't get along with employers and got fired on a regular basis, and he wanted that to be called a mental illness. I mean, being a jerk is not a mental illness.
Number 40, you are not a victim. This one I don't know about. Like, I agree with the idea of not claiming victimhood for oneself because there's no point to it. There's nowhere you can really go that's positive in being a victim. But at the same time, there are certainly people who have been victimized out there. Whether or not they should consider themselves a victim is another question.
Right. There's a different because if you imagine yourself to be a victim, then you're going to act in a different way than if you are the I am the causal center of the universe. I cause everything to happen. To me, that is an extraordinarily powerful position to come from. Mm-hmm. It may not be true, and I certainly can't prove that I caused the sun to shine, but if I imagine that everything in the world, that I'm at cause for that, rather than being a victim, which is everything in the world happens to me. That's the exact opposite of what I'm talking about. Like, you know, there's a powerful thing to be had there. A lot of people don't understand what I'm saying when I say that, and if you don't understand, forget it. But if you do understand,
makes sense to me.
It might really be something great for you.
It absolutely is. I think that is a great perspective. That if you believe you have been victimized and that you are a victim and you hold that inside you, then that is what you are and what you will continue to be until. And there will be continued examples of how you will be victimized. If you are a victim, you'll find all kinds of ways to claim that. Well, that's a victim. You victimized me here, and you victimized me here, and this is. You know, I'm just subject to the whims of the world, subject to whatever it is people want to do to me, and it's really a very disempowering viewpoint to come from. And the skeptics can say to you, Mark, well, you, how dare you say you're the center of the universe? Clearly, you're not the center of the universe. Look at all these other people out here. That's silly nonsense.
Yeah.
But all that said, if you do have that belief system, it is very empowering, and that every choice you make has consequences, but you are at cause in those matters.
Yeah.
You could choose differently.
You know, I mean, if somebody doesn't get what I'm saying, fine. It doesn't matter whether you get it or not. That's okay. Then, you know, just move on. But if I heard that before it had been, when I heard that, I found an extraordinarily powerful thing. I'm like, yeah, like that'd be a great place to come from. And that'd be a great way to live my life and a great thing to believe. And I'm going to get more done and be better off and be happier if I believe that.
It's the difference between somebody who is a creator and somebody who just sort of lets life happen. You know, plans are for
and you don't have
whatever.
To you don't have to agree with what I'm saying to be a creator or let things happen. That's just sort of the mindset is the difference between those. So I mean, I'm not saying somebody who disagrees with I am the causal center of the universe would be necessarily somebody who lets the world happen to them.
All right, we are about out of time, but there are more on this particular list, and we will
share
them.
Oh, yeah, we'll be working on it for a while.
We will share more. In fact, I was told that at the end of the list of 50 things that you should know, there's another 40 more. This should go through the remainder of the year.
Yep, we'll be good.
All right, 800-259-9231. That would be the number, but we're out of time, so I don't know why I gave it to you. All right, we're done. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't be a victim. You are in control at all times.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.